On Thursday, Mayor Murrow Weinberger announced that the City of Burlington had joined the U.S. Conference of Mayors Initiative Against Racism. The mayor noted that the city already has a number of policies in place, including community conversations, working with the school systems to educate students about tolerance and respect, and inclusionary city policies. But he noted that more tangible steps are needed to prevent racism and discrimination. The First Congregational Church of Burlington United Church of Christ hosted the announcement of the initiative. Senior Minister Reverend Peter Cook says the initiative will foster communication among people of all races.
The city of Burlington is increasingly diverse. We're also a refugee resettlement community. So we have people who come from a number of foreign countries. A lot of times they've come out of refugee camps. Populations that are particularly dominant in Burlington include the Somali community, Congolese, Nepalese, and also people from Bosnia and so on. So as we seek to build a strong community together, it's really important that we work on having sensitivity to one another, and that requires conversation and dialogue and education and awareness. And I think that the mayor's initiatives are helping us to open up those much-needed conversations to build mutual understanding.
Partnership for Change Executive Director Hal Colston finds it refreshing that there is leadership and a team that is taking racism and discrimination seriously.
We are heading into our tipping point, I feel, in terms of race, demographics, and the need for change. When you look at the disparities, whether it's correction or employment or housing or what have you, it's not a pretty picture for people of color. And we're shifting in terms of our demographics fairly rapidly. And how will our communities and economies work if a growing number of people of color are always on the short end? It's an issue that we really need to embrace.
Greater Burlington Multicultural Resource Center Executive Director Dr. Patrick Brown says racism and discrimination exists in many forms in the Burlington area. He says the initiative must move beyond words and conversations.
It needs to be taken beyond the rhetoric. We need to see leadership around employment. We need to see creation of jobs for minorities. We need to see more people in high-level paying positions, not just in the lower-level positions. It's good to have leadership in having coming up with this 10-point, but it needs to be translated into concrete actions.
The 10-point plan of action includes policies to promote inclusion, easing the integration of immigrants, and community events that promote diversity. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.